Well, hello, 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 my lovely human beings, and welcome back or welcome to Ida May's Spiritual Cafe. I am your host, Ida May, and today, hunty, we are going to be discussing April 8th, the total solar eclipse, and we're also going to be discussing the first quarter moon in Cancer on April the 15th. Now, we're going to hit a brief musical transition tune, and I'll see you very shortly. Well, hello, 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 my lovely human beings, and welcome to today's episode. Sending you all lots of love, light, blessings on blessings, and blessings in the motherfucking lessons. Now, today is March 22nd, and we have the planet Mars entering the zodiac sign of Pisces. Now, Mars is all about forward movement, pushing through, making a will, making a way. And the zodiac sign here, Pisces, is really venturing down different avenues of spirituality and creativity. Now, during this time, make sure you are tuning and tapping in and listening what that inner intuition is letting you know. So tap on in, all right? And we also have the moon entering Virgo, so a lot of different things are going to be going on for the next couple days or so. Now, rolling up here on April the 8th, we do have a total solar eclipse. And this can be seen coming all the way from Mexico through the United States, leading all the way up to Canada. Now, as last time that we had an experience as this, we experienced about 3 minutes and so many odd seconds, to where this year we are experiencing a whole 4 minutes and 28 seconds. Now, we won't be able to see this during its path through our way again until 2040. I was about to say 2024. It ain't even here yet. So we won't be on the solar eclipse's path again until 2040. Now, this event does take place when the moon starts to move in between the sun and the earth, blocking out the sun's shine. So if you happen to be on the outskirts of the eclipse's path, no worries. You're still going to be able to have a beautiful experience. The sun won't be completely blocked out for you, but it will be blocked out enough to where you still experience this miraculous event. Now, when this event does take place, you can expect temperatures to drop between 6 to 8 degrees. And during this time, please, please, please be very advised. Do not view this, event without proper eye care. If you have small children or animals, take them in during this time, because viewing this without any protective wear can be very damaging to the retinas of the eye and can cause even permanent damage or blindness. Now, during this time, a little fun fact here. We are coming up on the natural 11th peak of the magnetic activity. So we're talking about the corona, and this is going to be amazing this year. The corona is, water droplets that, separate into color, aka the light wave. So there's going to be a beautiful glow going on. It's going to be very luminous. If this is going to be that sphere going around the sun as it's being blocked out. So this is going to be a really beautiful sight to see. And, the sun is one of our closest stars that gives life and light. And it's very intriguing. It's very mysterious. And, if we did not have the sun here, this beautiful star, we would not have any photosynthesis. Oh, I got tongue-tied. Photosynthesis. It's that motherfucking Mercury retrograde shadow phase, okay? So, it's so unique in its own essence. Now, during this time, you can partake in rituals as releasing or return to sender, or if you're doing reversal magic, this will be the time to really, embrace that if you are doing meditation. To really grasp in that creative energy for some clarity as well. So be advised of that. Now we are going to discuss the first quarter moon in Cancer. Now, this first quarter moon is basically a time of some themes regarding action, recessing, adjusting, having determination, swinging through obstacles, renewal, and new beginnings. This is a time, where it's like there's no time for you to really hold back your true energy in this moment. The first quarter moon is, you know, all about taking in and listening what your intuition is saying, regardless of if any discomfort comes up. This is more of that time where we're kind of sitting with this discomfort and, you know, acknowledging it and seeing what it's being said, right, from this energy. It's like, what can we learn from this and what can we gather? So it's kind of like we sit with the discomfort, we observe it during this phase, and it's really going to be opening up that time. So it's like we're looking at old things, maybe pushed back onto the shelf, and we're seeing if, you know, can we rebuild or do we, you know, kind of move along in a way. So be advised that this energy can get a little wild. So remember, you know, stay grounded as best as possible. Let me see. Let's get a quick message from Spirit. Ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear messages to collective what they need to hear in this moment. I was feeling pulled, so we're just going to go with it. All right, Spirit, what do we have? What does the collective need to hear in this moment? There's like this energy coming up. Okay, so just like this. Let's see. All right, first card we have Dream Talk. So your subconscious is constantly speaking through your dreams, and it's just one of the many ways in which your soul, speaks out to you, maybe through messages, symbols. And we have Give Back. So today is the day to cast aside any normal routines and, you know, that make your main purpose to serve. It's all about giving back. And this could be anything, reaching out or getting in touch with people's spirits. And we have Breathe. So the breath between the vital bridge between your body and the soul, the connection between that is, you know, coming and connecting with the universe and divine source. And it's all about, there's this like this giving energy here. What is going on? Intuitive nudges. So there could be some type of intuitive Okay, so there's some type of synchronicities going on within someone's dream. And it's looked like you're getting a lot of signs and synchronicities and intuition nudges, if you will, from Spirit about something, like, you know, something in your mind's eye. It's like you're, almost astral projecting. Maybe somebody's dream or somebody's coming into your dream giving messages. Yeah, and find your center. Yeah, so your outside world is, you know, a reflection of some type of manifestations what's inside of you at this point, and it's became very hectic or stressful and overwhelming, but this is not for all of you. This was a side message, all right? But take what resonates. But it looks like, you know, something's becoming overwhelming with this idea. Somebody's getting intuitive nudges here. It looks like someone's being visited through spiritual dreams. You're getting nudges, signs, synchronicities, and you're like, what is going on? It's time to tap in, spirit said. All right, my lovely human beings, that's what I have for you this Friday. Have a beautiful weekend. Remember, stay kind, rewind, and I'll see your motherfucking ass next time.